Thank you. Good morning to all of you.
Good morning.
We are thankful that you have chosen to gather with us on this auspicious occasion as we remember and worship Jesus Christ, Savior of the world, through his passion and death. We have come together, setting aside our time and our attention, acknowledging the enormity of his sacrifice on our behalf and our inability to respond appropriately. The reality of what has taken place is too much for us. But in humble adoration, we have come to bring ourselves into that event and to be transformed by it. Because of God's great love for us, Jesus' life, death, and resurrection has opened the way for us to be in perfect communion with God. To God be all glory and praise. Let us pray. Loving Christ, who died upon a tree, we wait at the cross. Remembering this mystery, by your death you destroyed death and won us eternal life. Strengthen us as we wait with you, opening our hearts to your suffering and the suffering of the world. We pray in the name of the Savior of the world. Amen.
Oh, Another Good Friday has arrived, and another year is added to the total number of years since Jesus lived here on earth. Today, we remember Jesus' day of death at the age of 33. He lived about 2,000 years ago. He was born in Bethlehem to Mary and Joseph and grew up as a Jew in Nazareth. The region of Palestine in which he grew up and lived was occupied by the Roman Imperial Army during all the years of his life. Jesus followed in the footsteps of his father Joseph by becoming a carpenter. But at age 30, he began a religious ministry when he was baptized in the Jordan River by his cousin John. During the next 3 years, Jesus was a traveling teacher with 12 disciples and many followers, bringing hope and healing and critique to the people of the region. He preached that God's kingdom had come and was among us. Jesus lived out the love of God and worship as he celebrated God's kingdom with his listeners. The four Gospels in the Bible describe to us how he lived in unity with God as Father. On the last Thursday evening before he died, he was betrayed by one of his disciple friends so that he was arrested by Roman soldiers and mistreated through the night. Today, we hear what happened on that Friday as told in the Gospel of Matthew.
One. When morning came, all the chief priests and the elders of the people conferred together against Jesus in order to bring his death. They bound him, led him away, and handed him over to Pilate, the governor. When Judas, his betrayer, saw that Jesus was condemned, he repented and brought back the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and the elders. He said, "I have sinned by betraying innocent blood." But they say, "What is this? What is that to us? See to it yourself." Throwing down the pieces of silver in the temple, he departed, and he went and hanged himself. But the chief priests, taking the pieces of silver, said, "It is not lawful to put them into the treasury, since they are blood money." After conferring together, they used them to buy the potter's field as a place to bury foreigners. For this reason, that field that has been called the Field of Blood to this day. Then was fulfilled what has been spoken through the prophet of Jeremiah. And they took the 30 pieces of silver and the price of the one on whom a price had been set, on whom some of the people of Israel had set a price, and they gave them for the potter's field, as the Lord commanded me.
Then he asked, "Why?" What evil has he done? But they showed it all the more. Let him be crucified.
Thank you. came upon a man from Cyrene named Simon. They compelled this man to carry his cross. And when they came to a place called Golgotha, which means place of a skull, they offered him wine to drink mixed with gall. But when he tasted it, he would not drink it. And when they had crucified him, they divided his clothes among themselves by casting lots. Then they sat down there and kept watch over him. Over his head, they put the charge against him, which read, "This is Jesus, the King of the Jews." Then two bandits were crucified with him, one on his right and one on his left. And those who passed by derided him, shaking their heads and saying, "You who would destroy the temple and build it in 3 days, save yourself. If you are the Son of God, come down from the cross." In the same way, the chief priests also, along with the scribes and elders, were mocking him, saying, "He saved others, he cannot save himself. He is the King of Israel. Let him come down from the cross now, and we will believe him. He trusts in God. Let God deliver him now, if he wants to, for he said, 'I am God's son.'" The bandits who were crucified with him also taunted him in the same way.
Gave it to him to drink. But the others said, "Wait, let us see whether Elijah will come to save him." Then Jesus cried again with a loud voice and breathed his last. At that moment, the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. The earth shook and the rocks were split. The tombs also were opened, and many bodies of the saints who had fallen asleep were raised. After his resurrection, they came out of the tombs and entered the holy city and appeared to many. Now, when the centurion and those with him who were keeping watch over Jesus saw the earthquake and what took place, they were terrified and said, "Truly, this man was God's son." Many women were also there, looking on from a distance. They had followed Jesus from Galilee and had provided for him. Among them were Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James and Joseph, and the mother of the sons of Zebedee.
When it was evening, there came a rich man from Arimathea named Joseph, who was also a disciple of Jesus. He went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Then Pilate ordered it to be given to him. So Joseph took the body and wrapped it in a clean linen cloth and laid it in his own tomb, which he had cut in the rock, and then rolled a great stone to the door of the tomb and went away. Mary Magdalene and the other Mary were there sitting opposite the tomb.
Permission to podcast copyrighted music in this service recording is obtained from one license number A733949.